Hello, welcome back to the 3am podcast. This is Jess, and this is the podcast where I'm pretty sure that our house is falling into a sinkhole, and I don't mind. Thank you so much. This has been the 3am podcast. No, so that is true. I do think our whole house is our whole house is falling into a sinkhole. Various things that give that away, namely the fact that it's falling into a sinkhole was a dead giveaway that it is sinking into the ground. So things like doors no longer connecting to the frames, like, you know, 1 minute the door fits perfectly into the door frame and the next minute it doesn't even touch the latch, shows me that maybe the house is moving. So that's like, love that for me, basically. What else? I live in an apartment building, and just some of the general like main use doors don't really work properly, which is, again, love that. Sometimes they just keep you locked in. Sometimes they don't let you go from, you know, corridor to room or whatever, which is just 12 out of 10. Am I going to move? That's the big question. No. If you've stumbled on this podcast and you're expecting this to be the portion where I tell you what's going on, you know, I can't go back in time by 1 minute 40, but I can start afresh. So I'll do that soon. Not going to do that right now. What else is going on? My phone, just, you know, a couple of years too late. I'm getting really annoyed about the fact that I can't have it on charge and have headphones in at the same time. I know that that's something that's really been, you know, having people thrown off guard for years and years and years now, but as someone who very recently, well, up until very recently, used a Samsung, and now use an iPhone, I'm only really just kind of coming to grips with this about 6 or 7 months into iPhone life. So that's, again, another thing that I absolutely love for me. And okay, here's another thing. So we're really just jumping all into it right now. The only people that actually make fun of Androids have never used an Android. I would be very confident in saying. I use an iPhone now because that's just what I use. Through work, it's more compatible with the apps and whatnot that I need, and happy days. However, there is not a single day where I do not wish that I had the Samsung back. And do I think that Samsung is better than Apple? No, I'd say majority of the things that I like really like are Apple. I really like using Macs. I think iPods are great. It's, you know, I'm not in any way, shape or form ever going to go out and try and buy myself a Samsung watch. Apple Watch, in my opinion, is the way. So it is not that I am, you know, anti-Mac and pro-Samsung. But the Samsung phones are just fucking good. Like, you can do anything on them. They don't have the same kind of customization restrictions. The Samsung Galaxies, the later versions, their cameras are phenomenal. Like, absolutely phenomenal. Their screens are so good. They're so responsive. The colors are amazing. The customizable storage, the fuck is just great at Samsung. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going to go back in time and not say that. The fact that I can listen to music at the same time as I'm charging my phone is a huge win. I just fucking miss it. And you know what? Now we're 4 minutes and 49 seconds in. And this is where I'm going to remind you that, yes, again, welcome back to the 3am podcast. If you're not familiar, with what the 3am podcast is or who I am. My name is Jess. I'm a New Zealander living in Australia. What is the 3am podcast? The 3am podcast is a podcast where you talk about all the things that you might talk about with your friends or whatever at 3am. So whether that is after a house party, whether that is because you just can't sleep, whether that's because you woke up super early, the conversations at 3am tend to get a little bit weird. So this is just that. The only rules are is that you kind of have to be in a 3am anything goes mindset, really. You can follow this on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to the podcast, get notified whenever they come out. You can do the same on Spotify. I'm looking at putting it on YouTube, not recording myself, because most of the time when I'm recording these, I look borderline homeless. And actually, you know what? I feel like saying borderline homeless is problematic. This is probably one of the things we're going to talk about, is that I am as a person, well, okay, no, I just realized that I am fucking jumping all over the show. So yeah, basically that's the 3am podcast. And if you do want to follow us on Instagram, it is at the 3am podcast. Again, I don't know why I'm saying us, it's literally just me. So you can do that, or you can follow me at it's Jess OMG. What else is going on? Ah, okay. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to call this episode the Aquarius episode. So if you don't like zodiacs, not the zodiac killer, I'm a-okay if you don't like him. If you don't like astrology or zodiac signs, then that's fine. You're still more than welcome to stay if you want to. But like, and same if you don't believe in them or don't believe that there's any influence, you're more than welcome to stay if you want to. No judgment if you do want to leave. But if it makes you so angry that you are going to cause like injury to yourself or others, then I am going to kindly just suggest that maybe you do something that makes you happy, you know? So basically listen to this if you want to, and don't if you don't. But this is going to be about astrology and zodiac signs, and basically all the tea that you need to just do it to them, you know? So this is the Aquarius episode. I was going to call it the zodiac episode, but I'm an Aquarius. I'm a Libra. I'm not. I'm an Aquarius. Wow, this is the worst introduction of all time. Okay, so that sounds great. Let's like kind of jump into it. Okay, so I am an Aquarius. Well, I mean, there's a fucking lot to get into, and I don't really completely understand the difference between like moon signs, sun signs, signs in Mercury and Venus and whatever the fuck, but I know that I am an Aquarius, and I also know that I don't even think that I personally really know any other Aquariuses, but here's my thing on zodiac signs. Do I believe in them? Do I think they're bullshit? I think horoscopes, for the most part, are complete bullshit. Absolute, like, you can literally read anyone's horoscope ever, and it's always written in a way that will, you know, make it fit with however you're thinking, like, whatever you're feeling, whatever, because they're just written in a way that it's fucking daily horoscopes and just, you know, weekly horoscopes and horoscopes, in my opinion, are complete hot fire garbage. So what's the deal with zodiac signs? Well, here's the thing. If I just say yes or no, do I believe in zodiac signs? My impulse is to say, well, no, not really, but however, I would be very much lying if I didn't say that more often than not, I can figure out, like, even though in my head I'm telling myself that I'm doing it as a joke, I can almost always spot what sign someone is well before I know anything about their birthday or anything, just by characteristics, how they carry themselves, how they talk. And there has to be something in the fact that you can often characterize people by that. Even people that have really similar or really close birthdays often have a lot of similarities. And so whether that is because they're governed by certain, you know, fucking parts of the zodiac or parts of their star signs or sun signs or whatever is going on, then that's, who knows. Or maybe it's just people that are born at certain times of the year face similar things, which means that they kind of have a similar experience, which means they have similar qualities. Like, for example, let's just say that you have a whole lot of people that are born just before summer. And this can be northern or southern hemisphere, but wherever you are in the world, you've got a whole lot of people that are born just before summer. So they are, as they grow up, they're used to things like birthday parties and whatnot being fun, summery events, because that's just how the world is when they reach that point in their year. And it's like that every single year. So they might have a completely different view on how people find birthday parties because they are used to that experience. And then you've got people who might be born, you know, okay, terrible example, but let's just say there is a world tragedy that becomes, you know, a tragedy that's remembered for years and years and years after and anniversarized, and people are born around the time of that tragedy and also in maybe the same area that that tragedy occurred. So every time their birthday comes around, you know, everyone around them's quite somber, and that might be their learned experience, and maybe they carry that into other things. Because you can look at, like, I don't know, does that carry into, like, butterfly effect? Like, if one person is born on this day in this month and not the day or month later, then does that set off a chain reaction of, well, because this happened, then this happened, and then this happened, and then does that just carry on for your entire life until you are just an Aquarius? I don't know. But is that cognitive psychology? Let me Google it. Because I say, like, if I'm not trying to sound, like, mildly like I know what I'm talking about, I will say that that's cognitive psychology, which I believe is, like, the psychology of patterns and, like, repeated behaviours. If I'm silent, it's, you know, great podcast. Do you know what they always say for podcasts? Make sure you're silent, because that's really, that's really when people get the most value from what you've got. Okay, so cognitive psychology is just the scientific study of mental processes such as attention, language use, memory, perception, problem solving, creativity, and thinking. Okay, so no. Was I correct? I was not. Was I completely wrong? Not really, but I definitely wasn't correct. Like, same family, but very different. You know, like, same family, but I thought I was confident saying that I'm talking about Kim Kardashian when really I'm talking about, like, Brody Jenner, you know? Like, it's very wrong, but you can kind of see why it's wrong, you know? So anyway, with all of that fucking justification and stuff over, I think my recent gateway back into zodiac signs in general is just the fact that I really found a love for fucking Aquarius memes. No, zodiac memes. And not only love, but I just feel like they just truly explain the unique traits of the various zodiac star signs, etc. Again, just a brilliant podcast experience is for me to react to things that you guys can't actually see. So, yeah. What I thought I'd do is I will go through all of the zodiac signs. I am an Aquarius, so I'm going to flesh that one out a little bit more. And I'm also going to tell you about, I suppose, some people that I know that fit those signs. I'm not going to name them. But, you know, let's just have... Look, I tell you what. Burn your incense. Put your crystals in the moonlight or whatever. I'm pretty sure it's in the moonlight. Wouldn't it be in the sunlight? I don't know. Google where to put your crystals. And let's just have a fucking time. You know? Let's just... This is the content that I signed up for. And by default, it's the content you're here for. You know? Glad we really had this chat. Okay. I'll be back in a moment. And then let's just go through the traits of the zodiac. Bye. Okay, so I think the best place to jump in is actually Aries. So I am looking at, it's some list, zodiac sign personality traits, dates, 12 zodiac signs, personal, you know what, worst title ever, but it's on allure.com. And just honestly Google it, because that's literally what I did. I don't know if this is the best list. I don't know if this is the worst list. This probably definitely isn't the most qualified list by any means. But this is where we are. And as people, this is who we are. You know? So let's start with Aries. So Aries, the signs of anyone born between March 21st and April 19th. And okay, the one thing I will say, and I'll give you a little bit more detail, again, by Googling it and reading it, because that's probably the extent of my knowledge, at the end, but these are your sun signs. So from my understanding of a sun sign, that's kind of like the one that everyone knows what it is that they are, and that kind of makes up the most of who you are. But you also have a moon sign. Ooh. You know what, I'm actually gonna wait for Google there, because I don't want to come across like, I don't want people to know how dumb I am, you know, like I'm really working to hide that. It doesn't fit my like personal branding. You know, let's just bury that deep down. And do you know what's really funny is that I've started talking about Aries and I've changed like 2 or 3 times, and if there's one sign that's gonna really fucking hate that I've done that, it's probably Aries. So let's just go back before they start stampeding. So Aries, born between March 21st and April 19th. Aries love to be number one, so it's no surprise that these audacious rams are the first sign of the zodiac. Bold and ambitious, Aries dives headfirst into even the most challenging situations. What do I know about Aries, personally? Aries are just kind of in your face, but it's a great thing. So as I said, I'm an Aquarius, or I'm an Aquarian, I don't know, man, I just work here. And typically I know that Aquarians and Aries get along really well, but Aries is, I'm trying to think of the best way, because it's not that, you know, they kind of carry the connotation that they are just crazy whirlwinds, like, you literally, never mind a bull in a china shop, like you would not ever let an Aries in a china shop. But that's not quite what it is. It's just they like, let's do it. Like where some people might stop and like consider the best ways to do it, and there's maybe like a bit of that kind of behind the scenes with Aries. Aries is very much like, let's just charge through and we will figure it out and we will get it done, and it's fine and it's great. And the thing is for them is that that usually works, but if it doesn't, then they can kind of take that energy and like spiral a little bit out of control. But they're fun, like, who is Like, who are some famous Aries? Actually, yes, let's get... Come on. Oh, no! Just hear some YouTube videos in the background. So, I am going to have two tabs up, and one is just going to... Oh, yep, see, so this makes a lot of fucking sense. So, famous Aries, you have Lady Gaga, Aretha Franklin, Emma Watson, Kristen Stewart, Mariah Carey, Rooney Mara, Paul Rudd, Chance the Rapper. It's a good time. So, like, big personalities just head down, want to get done whatever it is they need to get done. But different to, say, probably a Leo, where, like, whatever they want to get done is usually because they want it done. It doesn't necessarily mean that they just want to be, like, in the spotlight for having it done, or, fuck, I'm not making any sense. But, so, for example, if you had a Leo, they might have no interest in painting, but they will want to be the best at painting, you know? Whereas if Aries doesn't have an interest in painting, they're not going to fucking try and paint. But they could have an interest in something that literally no one else has an interest in. So they could have an interest in making sure that their coffee cup is the cleanest coffee cup. And they will not care about the barriers or whatnot. They just make sure that that shit gets done, you know? So that's an Aries. I'm so glad that we're having fun, guys. This is the most uneducated Zodiac, podcast ever. But it's a 3 a.m. podcast. You'd be really concerned if I show up with a fucking degree in this stuff, wouldn't you? So let's have a look at... Okay, now I am surrounded by Taurus. People that are in the sign of Taurus. Tauruses? Taurians? So Taurus is the next sign, and you are a Taurus if you are born between April 20th and May 20th. Everyone's a Taurus. My cousins, most of them are Taurus. My mum's a Taurus. My nana was a Taurus. One of my really good friends is a Taurus. Actually, a couple of my really good friends are Taurus. I always find myself surrounded by people that are Taurians or Taurus or whatever, which is really weird because typically Aquarians and Aquariuses, Aquarians and Taurians, is it Taurian? You know what? I'm going to say Taurian. And if it's not Taurians, then really, what are we doing here? You know? So Aquarius is very, like, let's think about everything. Everything's a possibility. Let's evaluate all sides. Like, let's figure this out. Go with the flow. Play it by ear. And Taurus are very much like, nope. What is it? Tell me. Stubborn. Yes or no. These are the facts. These are not the facts. Now, obviously, I'm an Aquarius, so I probably make it sound better to be an Aquarian than a Taurus. But realistically, without people like the Taurus people, nothing would fucking get done. It would just be a whole bunch of Aquarians sitting around, like, thinking about how cool things would be. But basically, this article thing says that a Taurus is an earth sign represented by the bull, like their celestial spirit animal, Taurian. Taurians! It says Taurians! Okay, so that's a personal victory for me. So like their celestial spirit animal, Taurians enjoy relaxing and serene. Bucolic? That sounds like gut flora. Taurians enjoy relaxing and serene bucolic environments surrounded by soft sounds, soothing aromas, and succulent flavors. Okay, this is literally the... Oh, this is about beauty. wow, okay, I really am out here being as dumb as I, like, don't want to be. Let's find a better list. But in the meantime, Taurians really love serene sounds, so I love that for you. Okay, Refinery 29 is kind of a hot mess, but I do know that they actually have some people in there, like, look at this stuff properly, so let's... Oh, this is so much better. Okay, so this is just a list of strengths and weaknesses. You can still go to that website I mentioned before and check it out. All the fucking... Just Google the words. And it will come up. But let's start with... Aries! Okay, there's some really good, like... fun facts. Love that for you, Refinery 29. Well done. So this is Refinery 29 and it is zodiac sign accuracy, strengths, weaknesses, descriptions. So let's just start again with the lists of strengths and weaknesses. So for Aries, your strengths are that you are courageous, determined, confident, enthusiastic, optimistic, honest, and passionate. I feel those for the Aries that I do know. Weaknesses: impatient, moody, short-tempered, impulsive, aggressive. Yes, but of the Aries that I know, those things are not always as like explicit. So for example, when you think short-tempered, impulsive, aggressive, you might think like quick to fly off the handle and get really angry and like, I know, punch wall or something. Sure, for some Aryans, I'm going to say, no, God, no, let's not say Aryan. Apologies and also rebuke. Guys, this is a 3 a.m. podcast consensus that the word Aryan is never to ever be part of this podcast again. So... let's just all go back in time and not say that, Jess, you know? So people that are in the sign of Aries can be those things, but they present it in different ways. So the aggression could be, I'm a fucking nerd, so I used to do debating, but it could be that they are, you know, they will be a lot quicker to kind of get defensive or like quip back really quickly with responses. That's their type of aggression. It doesn't necessarily mean like punching a wall aggression, you know. So Taurus, to the point that I was making before, their strengths are that they are reliable, patient, practical, devoted, responsible, stable. Their weaknesses is that they are stubborn, possessive, and uncompromising. Okay, so I will often remind my mum that she's a Taurus, but I think probably the person that I tell the most is a Taurus and keep just anything they do or say, I'm like, that would be because you're a Taurus, would be one of my friends who's actually, it's her birthday today as I am finishing off this recording, so happy birthday, but also you are very much a Taurus to Tracy. Here's the thing, all of these are the extremes, right? Taurians compromise on things all the time, so to say uncompromising is not that you're never going to get a compromise out of them, it is just to say it probably won't be initiated by them, and it probably won't be admitted to by them, and it probably won't happen, but it might. Love that for them. Who are some famous people that are Taurus? Oh no, JoJo Siwa, John Cena, oh, Chris Brown, Dwayne, okay. Oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Guys, this list is really doing you dirty. Oh, Noah Centineo. Queen Elizabeth II. Yes. Okay, we are coming back. Adele. Fantastic. Gigi Hadid. Love this. It's getting better and better. Casper Lee. Oh, Trisha Paytas. Oh, no. Okay, so I think maybe that's where we should just end that list. Just bury it deep, deep down. And, go back to this list in particular for a while, but Taurus, love that for you. Let me give you an exact example of a Taurus. If you want a Taurus to agree to anything, you almost have to tell them that the opposite thing has to happen, and then they'll agree with the first thing that you wanted. So, my friend that I mentioned before, if I was ever like, oh, don't you reckon that guy's hot? She might not even look at him. She literally might not even open her eye. She might not even turn around and look at him. She'll be, not really. Now, if I did think that someone was hot and I wanted her to agree that he was hot, but I knew she was going to argue because I've met her before, then I'll just basically be like, do you even reckon that guy's hot? And she'll think that I don't. And she'll be like, yeah, he's hot as. And then I'm like, got him! And then we agree. And then she'll immediately disagree. But that's great. We're great friends. So this is what I don't understand, is that I feel like the exact same relationship with every Taurus that I meet. And that is, they're probably the one sign that I don't have to know when their birthday is. It's just like how we interact with each other. I can almost always be like, yeah, this person's a Taurus for sure. So we shouldn't technically get along, but we get along really well. So that's fun. And also, again, love that for me. Gemini, y'all are fucking out the gate. So, you know what? Let's go backwards. So the weaknesses. Gemini can be nervous, inconsistent, and indecisive. Strengths, gentle, affectionate, curious, adaptable, ability to learn quickly and exchange ideas. So, I think, in my opinion, I've never met a star sign where they are so true to their, like, cliche or their, like, stereotype of being able to be two completely different people. I will literally end up in an argument with a Gemini and then they leave the argument, or I do. And when either one of us returns, it's like having a conversation with a completely fucking different person that you've never had an argument with. And you can't even imagine why anyone would ever argue with this person, because they're just so rational and calm. It's very bewildering. It's very strange. But it's also weirdly comforting, because you know that even if you do end up in a fight or not talking with one version of them, you know, you've still got 50% of that person that you can go and have a conversation with. So, let me just bring up famous Gemini. Yeah, if you hear anything in the background, it is almost always a fucking murder of crows. So, oh, this list is bad. At what point do I just not use Google? So, you've got Donald Trump, and Kanye West, Johnny Depp, John F. Kennedy, Clint Eastwood, Angelina Jolie, Barbara Bush, Prince. Okay. Is anyone else picking up what I'm putting down when you say, like, you can hear, like, just even all of those people in the same list, you can pick up an idea of what kind of traits? Now, it's very unfortunate for anyone who ends up in the same list as people like Donald Trump. So by no means are we saying that, you know. But maybe that's a perfect example. Someone who has gone on record saying that he only supports, you know, liberal parties, and if he ever did run, he'd run for conservative parties because they're the dumbest, blah, 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 is now the president of the United States of America for a conservative party? Is that literally all that I need to say about Geminis right there? okay. I'm not roasting you, Geminis. I'm really not, because some of my favourite people are Geminis. And a lot of those Geminis I've never seen the really bad side of, but Geminis, and there'll be, I know at least one or two of you listening, we have ended up at each other's throats, completely murderous. And I've had to say, if you in an hour's time could hear how this version of you is talking to me, you would like escort yourself out of the room. And then in an hour's time, the Gemini has calmed down and is super chill and agrees and is the best person to talk to ever. So that's all I'm saying. That's the tea. Don't come for me, but also, no, just still don't come for me. So, Cancer, the emotional little, no, okay, let's not just drag all the zodiacs. By the way, I'm going to yawn at literally any time, so. Gemini and Cancer. So, I'll, again, do the same thing. Start with weaknesses. Moody, pessimistic, suspicious, manipulative, insecure. And strengths, after all of that. Tenacious, highly imaginative, loyal, emotional, sympathetic, persuasive. So, Cancer. Look, honestly, there's no other way to say it other than Cancer is emotional as hell. So, the Cancers I know, this is usually how I can spot a Cancer. I will say, I don't really feel like doing this today. Whatever this is. And anyone else will just say, okay, all good, everything all good. Or, yep, that's fine, neither, we can postpone, or no, you have to do it, blah, blah, blah. The Cancer will immediately see that as a sign that I don't value their journey through life. Like, it could be a Cancer that wasn't even in the conversation, had no, like, didn't even know who I was, but they could just hear me say I don't want to do something, and they'll be like, this must be because of the trauma that I went through as a 5-year-old. Like, it's just, it's very intense with Cancers. So, let's see famous Cancerians. Okay. Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, Lele Pons, Shane Dawson, Lionel Messi, Tana Mojo. So let's just have like a quick look at this. Lele Pons, YouTuber, former Vine star, several millions worth of followers on Instagram, consistently ended up in drama for being over emotional and just flying off the handle. So emotionally invested in her Vine career that when she thought her best friend was slighting her, she was hacking into her best friend's account and deleting her best friend's videos. So let's have a look. Shane Dawson, one of my favorite people in the world, by the way. Just so emotional. Just the most emotional person that is probably on YouTube, like, feels so much. Also, you know, that's the humanitarian side. They feel so much, so wants to help people, really expressive with emotions. very little filter in terms of what he will and won't say. Just everything, like heart on his sleeve, tattooed on his sleeve, and also on his shirt sleeve, and also a giant neon arrow to everything that he feels and thinks is just out there publicly. Yep, we've got Jaden Smith. We have Perry Edwards. We have Tom Cruise. He's an anomaly because he's not even a real fucking human. So, Alex Ernst. Yeah. It's just fucking crazy because when you look at all these people, you're like, yeah, they're the same. Oh my God, Vin Diesel. Don't even get me fucking started on Vin Diesel right now. So, yeah, you're just cancer. You're emotional as fuck. But that is also good because you've got people like, again, we'll get to this, Aquarians that display almost like the absence of emotion. So you really need that balance. And half the reason why I'd drag someone in a position as yourself is because I would just fucking love to be so free with my emotions that I just, heaven forbid, say one of them out loud. So it's fine. Do I know that many cancers personally? Yeah, I know some, but not in my, like, usually in my immediate, like, friend or family. Again, just because I think they feel emotion so heavily, and Aquarians typically don't really show that they have any emotions, so that would be just, like, a jarring ongoing friendship. But, you know, it is what it is. So, let's get to Leo. Leo the Lion, the showstopper, attention seeker, limelight grabber, and just to clarify, usually for very good reason. I know a lot of Leos that think that they are the absolute God's gift, but then frustratingly I know a lot of Leos that, you know, deserve a lot of the attention that they ask for because they just love to be good at shit. So their weaknesses are arrogant, stubborn, self-centered, lazy, inflexible. Their strengths are creative, passionate, generous, warm-hearted, cheerful, humorous. I'd say that is very true. Leos are usually like at the center of everything. If there is someone who maybe they're not even like the main person, or like imagine an acting cast, maybe they're not the main actor. But offset, they will probably be like the leader of the group. Even on set, it wouldn't be surprised if the main actor or the main, you know, the actor of the main character still looks to the Leo for guidance and advice. Like, Leo are just very charismatic. People want to talk to them. People want to be around them. Now, in the weaknesses where it says lazy, it's not really lazy. I would say it's very open to shortcuts because they will do what they need to do to get where they need to be. But they are also in a position, because everyone kind of wants to be around them, that people will offer them shortcuts, and sometimes they will take those shortcuts without like properly evaluating whether or not they should or shouldn't. But you know, that's fun, that's fresh. Let's have a quick look at who some famous Leos are. So, David Dobrik. That is just the most perfect example of a Leo. David Dobrik, the Sprouse twins. So, Cole Sprouse and... fuck, I forgot his name. The other Sprouse, Kylie Jenner, Barack Obama, let's have a look. I just can't believe David Dobrik, that is literally the most perfect, the absolute most perfect person to be on that list. Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Lawrence, Daniel Radcliffe, Chris Hemsworth, Dua Lipa, Meghan Markle, Madonna, Dylan Sprouse, that's the other one. Anna Kendrick, Joe Jonas, you know, like, yeah, oh, Cara Delevingne, like, people are drawn to them. They're the centre of everything, whether they even intended to be or not, but most often they intend to be. They'll take a shortcut for sure, but yeah, not lazy. They do what they need to do to get what they want. Virgo. Okay. So, I know a few Virgos. Funnily enough, they are all kind of, I know most of them from a similar role and, like, demographic, I suppose. And it is weird because they do all have a lot of similarities in that respect. So, weaknesses. Shyness, worry, they're overly critical of themselves and others, all work and no play. But strengths are loyal, analytical, kind, hardworking, and practical. So, I suppose the most famous, like, Virgo and Aries kind of couple is, like, Jenna and Julian. So, Jenna Marbles and Julian Solomita. And their whole, like, shtick is that Julian is an Aries and messes everything up. And it's just chaotic and this, like, ball of energy. And Jenna is in a constant state of anxiety because Julian does things like leaves cupboard doors open all the time and makes, like, last-minute crazy plans and wants to go and do kind of out-the-gate things. And Jenna would just like everything to be controlled, measured, responsible, easygoing, etc., etc., etc. So, what do I know most about Virgos? They definitely like things to be in order. If things are not in order, it can be like panic stations immediately. It's, but I'd say the sense that I know Virgos in is most often a professional sense. So from that respect, they get shit done for sure. The one thing that I'd say for a Virgo to be mindful of is because there is the want to, now, obviously this is a weakness, is criticizing others, but their strengths is kindness and loyalty. And from my understanding of Virgos, they don't seek out to criticize or seek out to make people, you know, feel badly. They do it because they want that person to feel better and act better and blah, blah, blah. So it comes from, you know, a good place. I would say that the critiquing is probably just the most detrimental on themselves. Like, I've seen Virgos really, like, get in their own head and be like, oh, you know, I made this decision, probably shouldn't have, blah, 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 and really beat themselves up about it when you don't really have to, you know? Like, it'll be fine. You'll survive. You're a good person. Everyone knows that. Happy days. And I know that, weirdly enough, I had quite a few friends at uni that fell into the Virgo category, and that's probably where I saw most of this, because, you know, at uni, everyone's just trying to, like, live their lives and make sure that they're doing the best they can, but it's also, you're kind of, like, not on a pedestal, but you're living with so many people and you go to classes with so many people, and people are always aware of how many people are looking at them, and, like, if they put one foot wrong, then they'd start freaking out, and it was just a whole thing. But they'll be fine. So, famous Virgos are Zendaya, Joe Sugg, Beyonce, Michael Jackson, Dylan O'Brien, Niall Horan, Jungkook from BTS, Jenna Marbles, Adam Sandler, Elfie Days, Pink, and Prince Harry. Cool, cool, cool. So, moving on to Libra. So, before I even start, when I think of Libras, I think of, like, fun, free, but kind of chaotic. Like, the Aries vibe of, like, woo, life's a party, but then the, like, maybe not the heads down and do the work, just kind of, like, floating. So their weaknesses are they're indecisive, they avoid confrontation, and they will carry a grudge, and they self-pity. Their strengths are cooperative, diplomatic, gracious, fair-minded, social. No. My personal things with Libra is that typically a little bit airheaded, a little bit salty. I don't know, I feel like Libra are one of those ones that, like, are quite popular. Like, they're quite a popular sign, but I don't really know that many Libras. And when I have, they've kind of all fit into that category. Like, let's have a look. Yeah, we got kind of Avril Lavigne's, Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, Cardi! Gwen Stefani, Julie Andrews, Kate Winslet, Brie Larson. Yeah, I mean, I really, I don't know. I feel like I don't know them well enough to have much more of a say than that. And this might be a really quick one. I might just go on to Scorpio. So, Scorpio. I'm going to go back to the original order with these strengths. Resourceful, brave, passionate, stubborn, a true friend. These strengths are stubbornness, by the way. Weaknesses, distrusting, jealous, secretive, and violent. Scorpio are crazy, y'all. No. Here's the thing. You know that if a Scorpio is on your side, that they are actually on your side. Like, they will not fake it for nobody. You could be the CEO of all the CEOs of a Scorpio's favorite company. And if the Scorpio does not think that you were doing the right thing, they will let it be fucking known. They might say it directly to you, or they might just completely not listen to anything you have to say because they've got no respect for you and how you run your life. Let's go. So, famous Scorpios. But yeah, people think that they don't like Scorpios, or that Scorpios are mean, or that Scorpios are... I don't find that at all. I just think that they are very much like... they are so straight up, and they are so completely themselves, and they have zero tolerance for spotting that other people aren't that. And so they are very quick to be like, oh, okay, so you're full of shit. Which, again, I don't think is a bad thing. Famous Scorpios. Bill Gates, Hillary Clinton, Julia Roberts, Matthew McConaughey, Jimmy Kimmel, Whoopi Goldberg, Marie Antoinette, Pablo Picasso. Let's have a look. Katy Perry, Emma Stone, Anne Hathaway. Goldie Hawn, Ryan Gosling, and I think I already said Leo, but Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, I just like literally fell off my bed just then, but that's okay. I really fuck with the Scorpios. Hey, like, I'm not always gonna get along with a Scorpio. I'm really not. And sometimes it can be awkward talking to them and whatever. But I like them because you just know where their head's at. So if they don't like you, that's cool. You know they don't like you. But if they do, you know they do. It's just easy. But yeah. So, Sagittarius. Do I go weaknesses first, strengths first? I will do weaknesses first. So promises more than they can deliver. Very impatient. Will say anything no matter how undiplomatic. strengths, generous, idealistic, great sense of humour. Now, at the top of this article, I did read that the people most likely to hate this list or disagree are Sagittarians. But that's fine, because I feel like this is probably the most on the nose. I don't know. When I think of Sagittarians, I do literally think of they will just say whatever and they don't worry if it's diplomatic or not. Very similar to Scorpio, it's like a very trustworthy quality. But in saying that, I think they can sometimes say it and then go away and think about it and then sometimes change their mind. And they don't always update you on the fact that they've changed their mind, if that makes sense. So they can say, this blue shirt is hideous, and then you can be like, but I created this blue shirt and I really love it, and then go away and be sad. And they'll go away and think about it and they'll be like, actually, this blue shirt is pretty good, I understand. But they'll never say that to you. So, because they're just like, well, why the fuck would I need to update you on that? Like, I'm not your mom. And so in the meantime, you'll just be sad that they hate your blue shirt. I feel like this is the worst description ever, but in my mind, it really makes sense. Let's just stay with that. Who are some Fabius? Some famous Sagittarians. Yep. So Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj, Hailee Steinfeld, Tina Turner, Lucy Liu, Jamie Lee Curtis. Brad Pitt, Chadwick Boseman, Jay-Z, Ben Stiller. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say. I feel like I don't really have like as big of a handle on what Sagittarius is, but it's also one of those things that you kind of, it makes sense when you meet one, you know? But we are one away from Aquarius. But actually, no, I'll do two first because I'll change up the order because I'll talk about Aquarius last. So, Capricorn. Know-it-all, unforgiving, condescending, expecting the worst. Those are their weaknesses. Their strengths are responsible, disciplined, self-control, good managers. All I will say is that one of my friends is a Capricorn and is the absolute best saver of money out of anyone that I know at my age. Just phenomenal. Just, I don't know how someone can have the self-control to save money in the way that she does. She's just so fucking good at it. It is insane. And weirdly enough, that is kind of what I come to expect from Capricorns. Like, a Capricorn will be the person to say, no, I'm not buying coffee this week. But it's not an issue. Like, they're not stressed about it. They're not like, oh, I shouldn't really because I'm trying to set. Like, no, they're just like, no, I'm not. Oh, but why? Oh, because I told myself I'm not. Like, where the fuck does that self-control come from? Capricorn, tell me your ways. Weaknesses, know-it-all, unforgiving. Okay, it's not the kind of know-it-all, like, fucking, you know, Hermione, like, I know everything. It's just, I think what it more is that they kind of just think that everyone thinks the same way they do. So they could say, oh, the sky's deep blue, and someone could say, I thought the sky was purple. And they'll be like, no, it's definitely more of a blue. Because in their mind, they're kind of like bringing the person back onto the track they were originally meant to be on. But in reality, they're just telling someone that they're wrong and that they're right. Like, that person's wrong and they're right, you know? But no, Capricorns are good. Expect the worst. I don't think it's like a really doomsday thing, but I know that that's probably part of the reason why like, the Capricorns I know are really good at saving money. It's just because in their mind they're like, well, the worst might happen, so got to make sure you're prepared. And that's just fucking phenomenal. So, love that for them. Famous Capricorns are... Elvis Presley, Stephen Hawking, Muhammad Ali, Irfan Khan, this list is very small. Where are the rest? Oh, Ben Kingsley, J.R.R. Tolkien, Tiger Woods, Eddie Redmayne, Haruki Murakami, and Martin Luther King. Yes. Preach and praise. So, those are your Capricorns. I feel like they started off a lot more elaborate and they're getting, like, way less so, but you know what? It's a 3 a.m. podcast. Like, I'm here talking to myself. I don't know how much more you want. I don't know how you're still here, to be honest. If you are, just a fun heads up, please feel free to rate, comment, and review this on Apple Podcasts. I've got 1 5-star review. Like, I don't want to let that go to my head, but it's definitely at my head because I'm a 5-star podcast right now. And I love that, but I'd love to be a 5-star podcast with more than one review as well. So I'm very grateful for what I've got, and if you do have time, I'll also be grateful if you go and rate this and leave a comment. Ding! Pisces, wow. Look, I'm not going to say that Pisces are serial killers, but that does seem to be a common consensus. So, Pisces, their weaknesses: fearful, overly trusting, sad, desire to escape reality, can become a victim or a martyr. Strengths: compassionate, artistic, intuitive, gentle, wise, musical. Pisces. So, here's the thing. With the can be a victim or a martyr, I actually know a lot of Pisces. And, I'd say the best way to describe that is not that they kind of make up situations where they are the victim or the martyr, but it's like in situations where they actually may be a little bit more of a victim, or they may have been a bit more of a martyr, they will be the first ones to point it out and make sure that you're aware that they have sacrificed XYZ. And it's weird because when you also see overly trusting, I say overly trusting on face value, yes. But long term, I would say... not trust. Like, I feel like they are trustworthy, so they deserve trust, and they give trust straight away, but I feel like over a long period of time, they're probably the ones who will, they trust up front, and then they realize, like, all the times that they shouldn't, and then they get kind of more cautious, and then they get more reserved, as opposed to, I suppose, most people will kind of start off a little bit more reserved or hesitant, and then grow to be trusting. Pisces that I know kind of tend to work the other way around. But I like them. I have really good conversations with Pisces. I find that in those conversations, sometimes neither myself or them know what the fuck we're talking about, but it just kind of always makes sense. I think probably the thing that, like, with an Aquarius and a Pisces, probably the thing that I've found most commonly is that we think very differently in terms of, like, thinking outside of the box and looking at possibilities and whatnot. But then, as Aquarius, we'll tend to go, like, even broader picture and think wherever this imaginary line of creative thinking is between Pisces and Aquarius, we'll kind of get there. And then Aquarius will be like, yeah, and what about this? And push it even further than that. And Pisces will be the one to go, whoa, no, we were only talking about this, and then almost kind of like coiled back up to thinking and talking small. I don't know if that even makes sense, but that is like probably the most common thing. I have a couple of my friends that were from school, and a really good friend from uni, and a couple that I've worked with in the last few years, and I'd say that this rings true for mostly all of them. Probably a really good example from uni would be a project where we were reviewing a movie, and we kind of had this grand idea to do it in the format of a movie instead of an essay, and we kind of mapped it out, and we're like, oh my gosh, it would be amazing, and it would kind of blow people's minds, and blah, 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 and then I pushed it to also have, submit a review of our movie about the movie, which would basically just be the written portion to kind of back it up and make sure it's there. But as soon as I said that, then the Pisces was kind of like, ah, oh, okay, well then maybe we just shouldn't do a movie at all, and blah, 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 kind of recoiled back. Turns out we ended up doing the movie and the review on the movie and got really good marks. And I take all of the credit. I don't take all of the credit. I didn't do shit for the movie. I didn't even... No, me, my uni years is an entirely different podcast. I need to stop right now. So, Famous Pisces, Rihanna, Kesha, Millie Bobby Brown, Lupita Nyong'o, Elizabeth Taylor, Ellen Page, Drew Barrymore, Queen Latifah, Justin Bieber, Stephen Curry. Is he Stephen Curry or Stephen Curry? Steph Curry. There we are. Tyler the Creator. Bow Wow. Lil Dicky. Yep. I feel that. I really feel the Tyler the Creator and Lil Dicky for sure. So it's Pisces. So that just leaves us with Aquarius. Woo! Yeah, we're in for a lot. So, Aquarius, start with strengths: progressive, original, independent, humanitarian. Weaknesses: runs from emotional expression, temperamental, uncompromising, and aloof. So here is the tea on Aquarians. There are more Mensa certified. Okay, this is the word on the street. There are more certified or like Mensa certified geniuses in the world that are Aquarius than any other star sign, right? Oh, humble brag. Well, you think that you're a Mensa certified genius. Joke's on you. I absolutely couldn't even qualify to potentially qualify to maybe take one of the pre-Mensa tests. So, love that for me. But no. However, on the flip side, there are more people, well, actually, this was before mental health was as widely, like, discussed, but there are more people in, like, professional, clinical, detained health. So, at the time of reading this, it was, they were still calling them mental asylums, which I'm pretty sure is not kosher, that are Aquarians in any other sign. So, here's the thing. My, like, as an Aquarian, my thought process does not have a limit. Then again, that is not a humble brag, because there's a sweet spot in there. So obviously, you know, there's no ideas or having no creativity, whatever, that's kind of the flat line. And then there's getting more creative, and then there's like coming up with amazing creative ideas, that's the peak. And then there's taking the ideas so far afield. Again, this is where I'd usually end up losing a Pisces in this whole thing. Taking it so far afield and so far-fetched that it's completely unrelatable and unachievable. And that is, like, I can go there with any topic. Like, anything. What it, in the box, Like, what even is the box? This is gonna be so far out of this planet that, like, the word box doesn't even exist in the language of this local species. Like, there's no... Okay, let me give you a real world thing. I literally cannot even write on paper that has lines because it gives me anxiety. Because I know that whatever I want to put on paper isn't just going to stick to a line. And so I have, like, ordered blank notepads. And if I have a notepad, it pretty much has to not have any lines on it. Because I can't deal with paper that has lines on it. And part of it probably is that I'm this, like, I'm this douche that's like, oh no, like, it's restricting my creative. But that's not consciously what I'm thinking. Like, I work in a corporate environment. I get to be very creative within my specific job. But I work within a corporate environment. And, you know, sometimes it's just, I need to better figure out the logistics of, you know, the outcome of a meeting we just went through. And to do that, I cannot write on a lined piece of paper. It just freaks me the fuck out. So, like, that's the thing. Aquarians are weird. And if you even just dip your toe into astrology, that is the most unifying consensus, other than the fact that Scorpio is just, like, straight up and tells it to your face. Other than that, the most unifying consensus is that Aquarians are just fucking weird. So much so that as an Aquarian, and a very proud Aquarian, and, like, I love it, and I know it inside out, and I can identify it, I do not have any friends that are Aquarians, because how, I don't know how I have friends, let alone how I would be friends with an Aquarian. Like, runs from emotional expression. Here's the thing. In uni, this is spilling all the tea. So if anyone hears this, they can put two and two together. There's going to be tea. So in uni, I had, like, a best friend. Like, him and I were just inseparable. Very platonic. Like, we just got along so well. And there was one day where this friend pretty much, like, expressed that I was one of, if not his best friend, amongst a lot of other drunk stuff, which was just weird. And that freaked me out so much that I literally didn't talk to him for 2 months. I went from, like, and honestly, don't even know what country this person lives in anymore. Like, that was just the worst. Like, hearing someone say, yeah, you're, like, not only one of my best friends, but, like, probably my best friend ever, was enough for me to be like, oh, wow, cool. So we can't talk to each other anymore. Like, and I'm laughing, but I know that that's fucking crazy. Like, I just, the idea, watching emotional expression, I am a mix of two very strong things. Jealous and nauseous. Like, part of me is like, wow, I wish that I could give that little fucks. But then the other part of me is like, you put that, you bury that emotion back down, because that is, your emotion is showing and it's nasty and it needs Jesus. Like, it's just very, very, very strange to be an Aquarius. So what else is the tea with us? Oh, I will, if I have an option to either be liked or to be, like, true to myself, I'm using, you know, air quotes, but, like, because that sounds super cheesy and and I hate it, then I will always pick true to myself. Like, I think a weird part of me almost likes not being liked, for being honest, you know? Like, and I know that that definitely comes across as, like, well, again, it's the uncompromising thing. It's like, okay, so for you to like me, I have to, like, lie. Or for you to like me, I have to pretend to be, and just absolutely refusing to do so. And so, you know, sometimes, look, I'm not for everyone. I'm really not. And for the three of you listening to this podcast, I might not even be for you. But you're here, and that's all that matters. So, famous Aquarians. Cristiano Ronaldo, Michael Jordan, Dick Cheney, Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan. Okay, a lot of prime ministers. Presidents. Adam Lambert, Bob Marley, J. Cole, Ashton Kutcher, Ed Sheeran, Michael B. Jordan. Are there any females? Are there even female? Oh, I'm literally in a list of Aquarian men. Okay. I was like, are there even females? Okay, there's like literally no Aquarian females. Elizabeth Olsen. Elizabeth Banks, Emma Roberts, Shakira, Alicia Keys, Portia de Rossi, Ellen DeGeneres. What the fuck? Portia and Ellen are both Aquarian? Oh, hell no, that's too many. You cannot have... Okay, so the podcast just cut out, but basically what I was saying is that you... Two Aquarians in one marriage, that's just too much. I can't remember if I said this or not, but I can't even think how many Aquarian friends I have because that's just too much Aquarian energy. Like, how do they get anything done? How are they productive celebrities? Ellen and Portia give us answers. So, yeah, that's basically zodiacs. Oh, I'll give you a crash course on what I mean by the different kinds of, like, sun signs and blah, blah, blah. So... I have an app, which is the CoStar app, which is, it's literally just search CoStar, and it's amazing because it tells you, like, all of your, like, entire astrological chart, and you can also have a look at your, like, friends' charts and see, like, how y'all relate, etc., but... Let me give a rundown, if I can. The only thing with this app is that it's really, really good, but I get kind of confused on what it means. Okay, so your sun sign is the sign that most people, like, know of, but you can have this many signs. You can have a sun sign, Saturn sign, Mercury, Neptune, Mars, Uranus, Venus, Moon, Pluto, Jupiter, and rising. So you can have different signs for all of those. Or some of those might share a sign. I still honestly don't know what any of them mean really. But your sun sign is like the most truest vision. So this CoStar app says that the sun determines your ego identity and your role in life. It's the core of who you are and is the sign that you're most likely to already know. Then you have your moon sign, and your moon rules your emotions, moods, and feelings. So this is likely the sign that you think of yourself as, since it reflects your personality when you're alone or deeply comfortable. So your sun is kind of like an overview of who you are. Your moon is almost like how you see yourself. Your rising sign, or your ascendant. Your ascending or rising sign is the mask that you present to people. So it can be seen in your personal style and how you come off to people when you first meet them. So, and then there's all the other signs after that. But I think it's like a good starting ground if you're kind of interested. Even if you just want to test it and see if it's complete bullshit, which in my opinion, it is not, once you start looking at all the other signs. Because that's when, you know, how people's argument with, like, daily horoscopes are, like, there's only 12 signs, like, how can a 12th of the world's population be having the exact same day? Like, no. Absolutely fucking not. And by the way, all of those other signs you have are, like, all dependent on where you were born and, like, what time you were born and blah, blah, blah. But get the CoStar app and just fuck around, you know. So, yeah, an overview. The sun is, like, an overview of who you are. Your moon sign is, like, how you see yourself. And your rising sign is how others see you. Like, in a really broad nutshell. So it's very, very interesting. But I'd love to hear what you guys think. I would also love some more ideas for the podcast. And again, do let me know if you'd like to be on one of them. It's super easy. So no matter where you are in the world, it's very easy to tee up you being a guest. It's all just through the Anchor app. So again, if you are even interested in having your own podcast, definitely download the Anchor app and just fuck around and just see what you can do and see what you can put together. But yeah, that is pretty much it. This is another longest episode and definitely I think the longest one that I've ever recorded by myself. So hopefully it was fine. I don't typically listen back to them because I don't actually have a proper microphone and I hate hearing all the little bits where you can hear me go like, you know, that's probably really nasty for you guys, but that's fine. In the interim, yeah, thank you so much for listening. It is, again, very, 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 very crazy at how many people, like, do listen to this. And I still know in the grand scheme of things that it's not really, you know, many. I'm hardly winning a fucking Shorty Award or a Streamy Award anytime soon. But it's very cool for something that I just do for kicks. If you do want to, you know, be a bit more involved in the convo, then feel free to follow us on at, again, I don't want to say us, follow me at the 3am podcast, the podcast where we just talk about everything that you talk about at 3am with your mates, and that is pretty much the tea, sis. So yeah, give a follow there. It's also on Facebook and it's just happy days, you know. I would be really interested to hear about your different thoughts on zodiac stuff and especially astrology memes. If I can encourage one thing to happen as a result of listening to this podcast, it is that you start looking at fucking astrology memes for your star sign, because you will just, that is the, probably the biggest converter, because they're just so good. I just, like, all of a sudden have gotten very, very tired. It's just all of the, like, sun energy, you know? No. Okay, well, live your best life. Follow us on Instagram. Rate and comment on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to this podcast wherever you are and just live your dreams, you know. Bye.